This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik DeGuiar. Today I'm speaking with Megan Ray. Megan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Megan, how are you involved with digital asset management?
So I am involved with digital asset management. I oversee the photography for Food Network and Cooking Channel brand. And my position overlaps the creative, the production, and the asset management of photography. And so I came to Food Network to redevelop and build a working photo team. And with that, basically, I had to get my hands wet in all the areas. So coming from a background with a BFA in photography, I understand what's happening with a photographer's thinking, what's happening with digital text thinking, an editor, and creatives. And with that, we kind of come down and we're working with our photography, with our assets, with our DAM system, with organization, and getting images out to everyone's needs ASAP.
And how does an organization focused on food use digital asset management?
We need it drastically. Without it, we would be lost. A company as large as ours, we have thousands and thousands of photos. We're actually turning 20 this year. So that means, thank you, that means we have 20 years of photography. We have them in slide form, transparency form, and most currently over the past 10 plus years, digital form. And that also encompasses not only food and recipe photos, but we have talent. I mean, our chefs, we have so much talent happening. We have production stills happening for every show. We have events, cookbooks, branding. It goes way beyond the food and recipes. So you're talking about hundreds and thousands of images. And with that, many internal teams, because we're a brand. We have a marketing team, a press team, our new business team, an international team, which is many, many countries. We have to make sure that everyone is self-sufficient in getting images at a quick pace, because all of our internal teams need them drastically, like soon. They need to download photos and view the photos. We need to make sure that there's all descriptions at your fingertips so you know all the details. And make sure that my photo team is savvy. So aside from, you know, that we need a DAM, my photo team needs to be savvy and aware of the brand's needs, aware of the workflow, the process, the metadata, and establish workflows from the start so we can work with our DAM. And with our DAM, we have a DAM that's been with our company for a long time. Mm-hmm. And aside from that, there's other tools and other workflows before images get into the DAM that we need. Mm-hmm. So all of these thousands of images have to somehow get in there.
What are the biggest challenges and successes with digital asset management?
One of my favorite questions. So challenges, at least for us, and I think it goes for many people, is introducing a new system, the need of a workflow. If there's not a workflow, how crucial that is from the start of a shoot and then to your asset management. There's always going to be a workflow. And for our internal teams and our photographers. So for us, coming here, a huge challenge was just getting our internal teams, because this was a new department forming, who's been working with photos for years, is what is our workflow and getting them just to trust us. And our photographers, who had been shooting for a while with us, getting them to understand now we're going to be asking for new needs, such as let's add some metadata, let's add the copyright, let's add the year. Establishing what our metadata needs were, that was a really big challenge because you're kind of starting from scratch. So what do we need internally as a company, and what do we need internally for our DAM system? Because every DAM system is different. Every DAM system has different needs. So that was a big challenge. Basically pulling in new systems to offset the frustrations that naturally come with a DAM system. Every DAM is unique. Some are loved. Some are not loved. They will all have their issues, and we just find a way to work with them and around them and finding support. We had a DAM system, as I mentioned, already established in our company. So it was just kind of instilling some new processes that are going to make it easier and training. Mm-hmm. Also, what do we do with the old photos? The photos that are not yet in the system that need to get in the system, or photos that can't get in the system because they're so old. So what is another way that we can asset manage these photos? And we had a huge, which we are just finishing now, 2 bookshelves worth of binders and CDs from 10 plus years ago.
Wow.
Massive. Successes was simplifying the workflow. I came down, I feel like I always work in numbers of three. So I came down to three just simple systems that we needed, including our DAM, which was we install the workflow program that we use, Global Edit, that we love, that helps with our selects, our instant viewing, our approvals, and our markups. From there, we then work with our internal servers. We have two main servers that work for us that back up everything. And then, of course, our DAM. And that is the go-to place at the end where everyone is self-sufficient, can go on and download stuff immediately at different file sizes, and it organizes. Because, as we all know, once images are in the DAM, it's very hard to get them out or to get them reorganized again. So we have to go to that system very well organized and put together. Another success was the trust in my photo staff, knowing that they are going to work hands in hands on all elements. We're a smaller team, unlike some other companies who have a very big asset management team and then a photo production team. My staff kind of works hand in hand with everything. So we understand from the start of a job to what has to happen at the end. So my producers are producing to the shooters all the details that are needed. And then when it comes back in, my asset editors can take the rest and roll. And then a success was organization and speed. Nice. As we know, everything needs to happen fast. Mm-hmm. Everyone wants it now. Downloads need to happen yesterday when they're needed today. That was a huge plus.
And what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
Some of the advice I would say is be prepared for challenges. Take time to assess the project, the overall project or the company you're going to be working with. Problem solve and understand the end goal. If you don't kind of have the backbone instilled from the beginning, it's going to be challenging. You're going to constantly be reworking your system and your problems. A DAM at some sort is needed for every company, even a photographer in their archive to a small or large company. And you need to just figure out how it's going to work best. So take the time in the beginning to understand what the end goal is going to be. A big plus, I would say, is understanding copyright law and usage terms. I can't tell you how important that is, because that is really a big goal of someone who's going to asset manage, is understanding how something can be used, to what term, because the minute it's let go, it's going to be seen on social media sites. I mean, these days, anywhere, anyhow, at any media, you'll be seeing it. Someone who is detail-oriented, if you are detailed-oriented, you're probably the best person to be in this field working with assets. And aware of technology change. I mean, within a year, 6 months, there are changes out there for every program. And if you're managing a very particular DAM, keep on top of what the new changes are going to be, the new rollouts. And if you're having some issues with that and you need help with a workflow, is keeping on top of what other tools are available to you to assist and to complement your current workflow. It's not a problem to bring something else in if it's going to help you, especially when you're low on staff and you need to work quickly. That's exactly why we pulled in some other platforms, like the Global Edit for the speed. That took care of a lot of time. And there's many other programs and workflows out there that will help you to get your images into a DAM.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
For more on this and other digital asset measurement topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another DAM podcast is available on Audioboo and iTunes. Thanks again.